This erotic hypnosis session is designed to calm your mind and let you experience an intimate encounter with a beautiful woman. You will be guided into a relaxing state of trance. You'll feel at peace and without any stress or anxiety. I am going to relax your mind and your body so that you'll be prepared to fully give in to the fantasy I create. At the end of this session, you will awake feeling refreshed and happy about your decision to let me inside. Before we begin, I want you to make sure that there will be no distractions during our time together. You should be alone, with the lights turned out, your phone and other devices turned off. You can lay down on your bed, or a sofa, or you may recline in a soft, comfortable chair. This session could last as long as 30 minutes, so if there is anything you need to do before we begin, pause this recording and start it again when you are ready. Oh, and there was one more instruction before I begin. I want you to remove all of your clothes before you lay back and relax for me. Remove everything. I want you to be completely naked. If you are uncomfortable relaxing in the nude, I promise that before the session is complete, all of your worries will be forgotten. Now be a good boy for me and strip. You can trust me. I want you to make yourself comfortable now. Lay back. Stretch out. And let any stiffness in your muscles fade away. Nestle yourself down into the softness below you until you are the most comfortable and relaxed you can possibly be. If you want to close your eyes, you may do that now, but if you'd prefer to keep them open, that's fine too. Hypnosis works best when you are at your most comfortable. Whatever feels best is always the right thing to do. You can let your eyes close naturally when you feel your eyelids begin to grow heavy. If that's happening now, why don't you let them fall closed? That's right. Close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. Just listen. My voice is your guide into this peaceful trance. You may be aware of other sounds, but they won't distract you. Sounds inside the room, sounds from outside, these sounds won't disturb you. In fact, they are only going to help you relax further. The only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. All other sounds will float to the back of your mind and you will not notice them. Now, I want you to focus on your breathing. Take a deep breath for me, hold it for a moment, and then let it out slowly. As you breathe, you will feel your body sink a little deeper down. Each breath in will clear out all those pesky little thoughts that distract you from my voice. And each breath out will pull you deeper into blissful relaxation. Take another slow, deep breath for me. Do it slowly. Hold it for just a moment. And as you breathe out, feel how heavy and relaxed you are now. Feel your weight pushing you down as you continue to breathe and listen to my voice. Your mind has become lazy. Your only thoughts are the words I speak. Listen to the sound of my voice and relax. You're being a very good boy for me. I'm pleased by how well you're following my instructions. The way you take those deep, even breaths. The way you let your body relax while your mind drifts away. as you relax, alone there, with that soft, warm feeling wrapped around you, I want you to be aware of your body, aware of your hands as they rest beside you. Perhaps you notice how your legs are spread comfortably apart. You sense the weight of your sleepy head sinking deeper into the cushion. And now you feel that weight gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. You are aware of your ankles and feet now, and you wonder if they will start to feel heavy. As they sink deeper and the tension melts away, you continue to relax. Your legs grow heavy now, and your hips, your whole body is sinking deeper. And again, you notice your breathing becoming slower and steadier as you relax even more. Slower and steadier, letting your chest rise and fall as if you were sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, your chest rising gently and falling gently as you breathe. As you allow yourself to relax even more, I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart and seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow your heartbeat down just a little, so that you can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax. Nobody wants anything from you. Nobody expects anything. You can just allow your whole body to continue to relax. Your breathing becoming steadier and easier. Your chest rising and falling so gently, smoothly, easily, quietly. As you become more and more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how relaxed they are now. Aware of your legs and feet, again, just sensing how relaxed they are, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body to relax just a little more. Noticing now how even your facial muscles begin to relax. Letting go of the tension that was there. Being aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. A good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been hiding there. Where it all came from in the first place. And how, right now, you couldn't care less. Because you can feel that tension draining away from you. And it feels so good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder how I've made you so absolutely relaxed and comfortable. So relaxed that you can't even be bothered to move one single muscle, though you know you could if you wanted to. I know that you could move if you wanted to, but you can't be bothered to even try. Just allow yourself to be relaxed. Allow yourself to relax even more. As relaxed as you could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you could sink just a little deeper for me now, even though you're already so loose as it is. I want you to relax even more. Find those last tiny traces of tension in your body and let them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allow every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as you could ever wish to be. Breathe and relax and drift away from me. Now, I would like you to imagine yourself sitting in a deep, comfortable armchair. You're in a cozy room that's not too hot, but it's not too cold. The air is still. You can only sense the faint smell of perfume. It's something floral, like tulips on a warm spring morning. Your arms are resting at your sides. Your feet are comfortably on the ground. You are completely at ease. You are happy and relaxed. You hear the soft rustle of fabric somewhere behind you. Someone's back there, but it doesn't worry you. You remember that you were completely naked, and for a fleeting moment, the thought of being exposed to whoever is behind you makes you anxious. But as quickly as that worry came over you, it disappears almost as fast. You're not worried about being naked. You're not worried about someone seeing you like this. You don't need to worry, because it's only me. And you know that I would never do anything to make you uncomfortable. I am only here to help you relax, to help you breathe, to help your mind drift away. The scent of my perfume grows stronger as you feel my fingertips brush across your shoulder. As I come into view before your chair, you look up to see me smiling back down at you. My eyes move up and down your exposed body, and my smile only grows. As I raise my hands from my sides, you notice I'm wearing a short purple silk robe that ends just above my long legs and wide, curvy hips. I slowly untie my robe, allowing it to fall open. The silk clings to my large breasts, only exposing the deep cleavage that separates them. I see desire in your eyes as you stare at me. I know how badly you want to see this robe fall away, how badly you want to touch my breasts, to draw them in close to your face. Your gaze drops down to see I'm not wearing any panties. You feel your cock stir as I step toward you, straddling your hips as I come to rest on your lap. The sight of my shaved pussy so close to your cock makes you throb with anticipation. Your mind is flooded with thoughts of how good it would feel to slide yourself inside me, to see me rise up and down as I rhythmically ride you to ecstasy. But I want you to push those images aside. Instead, I want to focus your attention on the way my robe clings perilously to my big, round breasts. You feel a strong urge to use your hands to push the robe further apart. But your arms are so tired and heavy that you couldn't move them if you tried. You're desperate to finally see my beautiful tits in all their exposed glory. Your cock grows harder as you feel it pressed against my skin. I can see in your eyes how much you want to see my tits. You're practically begging me with that look. Just relax, my good boy. I won't make you wait any longer. Watch closely as I let the robe slip off my shoulders, and it falls away, giving you your first look at my huge, gorgeous tits. You want to speak, but your words fail you. You are stunned silent by my beauty, by the power my body has over you. You've never felt like this before. No woman has ever had this much control over you. And that is because I am no ordinary woman. In this moment, as I sit on your lap and look down into your eyes, I am a goddess. Your goddess. I am here to accept you as my supplicant and allow you to show me how much you yearn to serve me. And like any goddess, I deserve to be worshipped. You don't need to get down on your knees. You don't need to chant my name. If you want to worship me, all you must do is listen to my voice and follow my instructions. And right now, I want you to worship my tits. As I place my hand at the back of your head and pull you towards my chest, your cock will grow even harder. You'll feel a strong need to touch it, to relieve the pressure that's building between your legs. But you must wait, my pet. For now, you need to worship my body. I pull your head even closer to my tits, and you gasp in pleasure as you feel my nipple move into your mouth. I want you to suck my tits, to use your tongue to tease my nipples. You are such a good boy. Your soft sucking mouth feels so good. The way your tongue moves gently against my nipple, oh, feels so tender and loving. I can feel myself growing wet between my legs. I pull your head even closer against me because this feels so fucking good. I wish I could keep you like this forever. Always sucking and licking my big tits. I know you love this too. You love the way my nipples feel in your mouth. The softness of my huge tits pressed against your face is making you so hard for me. I can feel that cock of yours pressing even harder against me now. It strains in sweet agony as my body grinds against yours. My weight is holding your cock down against your legs. It would feel so good if I would lift my hips so your cock could spring free, and it would feel even better if I were to take it in my hand and stroke you slowly while you continue to worship my breasts. But I'm not going to rub your cock. I'm not going to wrap my soft fingers around you and pump my fist up and down. I'm not going to squeeze you and stroke you and milk out every last drop of your hot sticky cum. The way you're sucking my tits feels so good. It's making me want to cum myself. And I need you to stay hard and horny and eager to keep sucking me. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, keep going. Oh, keep going. Good boy. Yes, I need you to do this for me. Oh, I need you to worship me, because I am your goddess. Oh, your cock is throbbing so hard against me now, and I know how badly you want to grind your hips against me, but I want you to stay completely still. I'm going to lift my hips a little so your cock can spring free. As you feel the tip of your cock press against my tight wet pussy. You look into my eyes and take your mouth off my tits. I lean in close, pressing my lips against yours. Sliding my tongue deep into your mouth. I ever so slowly lower my tight, slick, gripping pussy all the way down the shaft of your cock. Your cock feels so good inside me. I want you to keep worshipping my tits while I ride you. As I rock up and down, you feel my pussy stroke the whole length of your cock. I can already feel you getting close to coming for me. Can you imagine how good it will feel to come inside my warm pussy? To feel me clench your cock hard? To drive you over the edge? Oh, it's amazing having you worship my tits with your beautiful cock inside me. I'm so close now. I can feel it building. I can feel my pussy starting to clench around you. I'm gonna come all over your hard cock. Kiss me again while I come. I wanna feel your tongue in my mouth. Oh, I want you to come inside me. Oh, do it now. Do it now so I can come again with you. I want to feel your cock erupt inside my pussy. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Come with me. Oh. I want you to relax now. I'm going to stay here on your lap with your softening cock still inside me. You can begin to feel a pleasant alertness taking over your body, a feeling of more satisfaction than you have ever felt before. With every moment that passes, you will feel your mind growing more alert and awake. When I tell you to fully awaken, you will feel refreshed and relaxed, ready to go about your daily tasks. Whenever you want to experience this fantasy again, I will be here waiting for you. I want you to come back and visit me often. Don't you want to pay tribute to your goddess as often as possible? Good. I will see you again soon, my obedient pet. You can wake up now.